Welcome to the game with Glenn Quatermain and Adrian Barrage. Quatt is a veteran footy scribe with hands so small he can only carry 2 pints. And Barra, an Eagles original, Perth Demons diehard, and regular face on Channel 7.
Hello, Adrian Barrage here from 7 News.
He'll tell you about the 1991 Grand Final, except he got dropped after the prelim. We don't promise any fancy sound effects or bells and whistles. It's just two blokes talking football.
Yes, and thank you, Dennis. And you are listening to Quarters and Barra, the number one podcast in the world. We are brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. I am Glenn Quatermain, chief sports writer for the West Australian. With me is Adrian Barrage. Channel 7 Perth Football Club still bouncing around after that opening round victory over Subi last weekend. And, of course, West Coast Eagles champion. Barra, how are you?
Yes, I don't know about the champion, but actually, I should
played
add...
played 49 more games than I did at that level, mate.
Mate, I know we do previews and we prepare for these shows, but I haven't told you about this because now it just sprung back into my mind about Gather Round. In your paper, I think you've got that the Eagles, if they lose four straight, it's a first time since 1989. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Is that in the front the back of your page?
It is, yes.
So obviously, I was playing at the West Coast Eagles in 1989. And we did lose four straight. We lost to Essendon, Geelong, Sydney and North Melbourne. And the margins... you ready for the margins?
Yeah.
Oh, they were horrific. I think it was 16 points then. It was 95 points to Geelong at Cardinia Park, 51 points and at the SCG and 43 at the Wacker against...
Who was the Essendon loss? Where was that at?
The Essendon loss was over at the Wacker, 16 okay. points. So anyway, I was just going through the team that we had. So I'm just trying to... I was trying to sort of... like you're probably better placed to say the Eagles team now against this team, all right? So that in this team in round one was John Anea.
Yep.
Not bad.
Will run forever.
Adrian Barrage.
Yeah.
Toddy Breeman.
Turbo. Great man.
Monkey Brennan.
Monkey, great defender.
Remember Joe Cormack?
Yes.
Yeah, got strangled by Toddy in a huddle one day. Shane Ellis from East Fremantle. David Hart. Jew Fart. He was a good player.
Back pocket, yeah.
Laurie Keane, mate. Yeah, so Laurie. We had him covered in
could
the
have
ruck.
Could have been anything, Laurie.
Yeah, did his Achilles.
Yeah.
So we had him covered in the ruck, didn't we? Yep. He would have smashed him. Carl Langdon.
Well, hard as.
Just the dyed hair.
Hard as an Arabic crossword, Carl.
The dye in his hair sunk into his brain, I think, and it was never the same again. Chris Mayne-Waring, the great Chris Mayne-Waring. Yep. Steve Malaxis, good player. Guy McKenna.
Bluey.
Paul Pios.
Yeah, Poodoo.
The best player for us that day is the Eagles CEO. So if you do this comparison again, you'll be able to ask him. If they lose, which they will.
Was Louis in that team?
89, I think he might have been injured at the start of the season. Murray Rance, romance.
Oh, yeah, he's a good side.
But you could ask Pikey to compare 89 with the current team.
That team's winning. But it's which team, if it's trained at today's standards.
Which team's winning? This team.
I'm saying 89.
Really?
Yeah.
Peter Sumich, the great Summer.
Mate, I'm saying 89.
Phil Scott, Craig
Turley.
You're
not saying 89.
What about Craig Turley?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Troy Yugel and Johnny Worsfold.
Mate, come on. Mate, that team's winning.
They're young blokes, but we did lose. We only kicked one goal against Essendon later in the year, remember?
Just scare the bejesus out of anyone, that team, and would kick them at the other end. So
they've got a long way to go. I tell you what, the Geelong team we played had Gaddy Ablett, Mark Bairstow, Andrew Buse, Billy Brownless, Paul Couch, Gary Hocking, Steve Hocking, Dwayne Russell, Robert Scott, Barry Stoneham.
It's a good side.
And Mark Yates.
And played in the grand final that year, one of the great grand finals.
I know. So we did lose by 95 points. But it was an interesting – so gather around. What do you reckon, mate? I saw Mark – I got a bit upset. Mark Rusciuto on TV. I know he's got to do it. He's a West South Australian legend. He said it should be permanently here.
Oh, come on. Yeah, well, of course he's going to say that.
It's going to be permanently. And you know why he said that? I'm not sure where else it could actually work, to be honest.
Yeah, well, we know it could work here.
He reckons that travel would just be preclusive, you know, like coming over here, even to Queensland. What about New South Wales? Surely that wouldn't be that bad.
New South Wales could do the job.
I mean...
So would so let's look at... So, okay, that's fine, Mark. I know I understand you've got to roll it out. It's gather round and I see their third team As was touted last night to Norwood Football Club.
Norwood,
with a hand up.
For the 20th licence.
And we've touted a third team here, up north in Joondalup, or down south in Bunbury, or even further south. But
is that Norwood any... Would that be like?
It's the northern edge of the city, isn't it? Norwood's a great club. And, they've got... the credentials, they've got the background, they've got the history.
You'd love to see them go to the Northern Territory for the 20th
I would. That's where I'd
just,
like it.
I don't think they can get organised.
I'm not sure SA and WA can really handle a third team given the support and, you know, the dilution of corporate funding and have you. I'm not sure if they
could.
Could
you imagine the Crows blokes going, you want to do what? We're struggling.
Yeah. Well, they're going okay, mate. They just had a bit of a bad start to the year, but they're okay in terms of finance. Don't worry about Adelaide.
Port's not.
Going okay. But just take me back. I'll just take you back to that Rusciutto comment. I think if you look at evidence, Barra, 2021, I think WA did a pretty fair job of hosting the grand final, it might be said. Did a pretty fair job of hosting Dreamtime.
Apart from Basil's blooper, it was perfect.
Yeah, not letting Simon Goodwin talk.
Yeah, apart from that, it was all sweet.
What about Dreamtime? Fantastic event. Nearly, the old Matagar up nearly collapsed under the weight. Mm-hmm. So we know we can do it. And look, I hear... And Rita Saffiotti, Minister for Tourism, among other things, is speaking today. But I hear they're going pretty hard at it, Barra. The contract with SA is up at the end of 2026. Mm-hmm. WA is going hard at it. What could they? How could they roll it out here? Well, I think most of the games could be played at Optus. You won't get a better precinct than Optus Stadium for something like this, by the way, for activation.
Well, that's the Brisbane model, isn't it? That's the NRL model, isn't it? They all just
Magic
play.
Magic Round.
Yeah, Magic Round is all played.
The old Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium.
It's all played at Suncorp. Yep. So we could adopt that, and we have got this super stadium, and they've proven that they can get the ground going for nine games.
So if they were to play some games away, I would think you don't worry about any stadium in Perth outside Optus. I think you'd more likely go to Bunbury. I'm not sure if you could go to Geraldton or somewhere north.
The Wacker would be nice.
You could, but why would you bother? You've got Optus.
Because then you'd have a precinct. You could have this precinct of, you know, across the river, across the Matagara Bridge. How cool would that be? You know, let's just go over there. Where's the game tonight? Play a game Thursday night, Friday night. It's a couple of games Saturday, a couple of games Sunday. Mate, we would smash it. Actually, I'm going to ring up Rusciutto and just, what's his nickname? Roo. Yeah. Roo. Oh, you knocked out that our mate Dean Kemp. Was it? Oh, no, McKenna. Who did he badly hurt? McKemp? No, it was Kemp.
Testing me now.
Dean Kemp turned him into a piano accordion. It was disgraceful. Roo, that's not on, mate. It could work.
Yeah, but he's a South Australian. He's
but you've got to have a bit of bloody sensibility about it. Yeah, so it costs them 14 mil.
Yeah, that's the cackle. So do you reckon I don't think WA is going to spend 14 mil.
Why?
I think they're a bit more cautious. I don't want to call them cavalier.
No, we're having those Italian teams fly, and you've heard about that, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
And you saw the WrestleMania, didn't you?
Wrote about the Italian team last Sunday in McCollum, quarter by quarter.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Roma, AC.
Oh, yes, of course.
The two Italian teams.
I'm talking about the Italian team of the century, which you play a part in.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing we'll talk about later. But that would cost a bit to get the Italian teams over here to play.
Yes, it would.
And WrestleMania would have cost a bit.
It's investment UFC. What you're going to get back. And I think...
So they reckon 85 mil. It generates 85 mil.
Yeah, it'd just be wonderful for
South Australia.
Be wonderful for WA. And you just think about it. What a great activation zone. We now have the infrastructure to deal with it. People will spend money... north, they'll spend money south, they'll spend money east, they'll spend money everywhere. So I just think they should go as hard as they possibly can at it.
Big audience come down from Asia?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they wouldn't.
But the thing about South Australia
Singapore.
Is their premier is, can I use the word, a little bit cavalier in terms of he just goes after whatever he can. But you've got to give him credit. Who's it, Malakanis? I think that's his name. But give him credit because he stared down everyone over LIV Golf. And all of a sudden, he gets LIV Golf to Adelaide. It's a success.
You reckon we should get LIV Golf as well?
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
Where would you play that? Lake Carinup?
Well, Greg Norman has been here twice to look at... Joondalup was one of the ones he looked at. He looked at Carinup, but I think the esteemed folk at Carinup, Barra, said,
wouldn't be right.
No, but Joondalup's perfect for it. It's a stadium course. But just, we digress, but the...
Well, not really, because South Australia did that. You're right.
And
they combined it. My mate went over and he said, we went for the golf and the footy. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, the LIV Golf and the footy
very
was on at the same time.
For the LIV Golf, huge crowds. Isn't it funny, though, how, and to the South Australian Premier's credit, as soon as that happened, the two parties came together, the US PGA Tour and LIV Golf. And isn't it funny how when a golfer says it's okay, all of a sudden the Saudi and Arabian public investment fund's okay?
Yeah.
It's not okay, but we still think it's okay because the golfers...
Oh, exactly, mate.
Yeah.
We digressed a little bit there, but back on Adelaide, the other thing that the reason, and Mark Rusciuto, if you're listening... The reason you can't have it forever, mate, is because you get an extra home game for Port and the Crows. It can't continue like that. Port and the Crows get an extra home game.
Well, this is why Fremantle is arguing really hard for an extra home game here. So West Coast and Fremantle should be compensated for that.
So that's in a general sense you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So it should be 13 home games just because it's of the travel home and away doesn't work, all that sort of stuff. But with the gather round... We've got to travel again. They've got an extra home game each.
Yes, they have.
That can't continue.
No.
It needs to be moved around. And unless they're going to have a third showdown, unless they play each other or something like that, it's their second game. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So that way that cops it.
Still a third home game, though, really.
Yeah, well, so we've got to get it over here. We've made a brilliant case, I reckon.
Yeah.
I know Rita listens to this podcast. So, and then she's right on board. She thinks that, you know, she wants to take on the Eastern State. She's phenomenal. She's fantastic.
We need to, and let's get fair dinkum about this and let's get it here, all right? So the other big topic of conversation this week is priority picks, compensation. Do the Eagles deserve one?
Geez, they're wetting themselves in the East. So one bloke come up and said that it's $1 or $1.05 that the Eagles are going to get a priority draft pick, and they just wet themselves. Whoa, what? Yo, what?
Can I ask a
question? Self-inflicted incompetence.
Can I ask a question? Should it have any relevance to what your capital investments are? So the Eagles have got anywhere between, what have they got, 60, 70 million, something like that in capital reserves, right? Does that bear, that has no bearing.
Well,
if you're a shit show on the field for 3 years, shouldn't you be given priority pick?
It just adds to the whole picture, doesn't it? Like, because North Melbourne's got no money, so they think, oh, those poor old North Melbourne, let's give them a hand.
They've been given handouts in the past.
Yeah, I know, understand that.
And cash and draft picks.
But I'm a little bit against it. I know, I saw Ben Cousins.
He did, he was very
strong. I saw him, I was standing next to him. Anyway, what he said was that he's against it just because for what the Eagles stand for and everything that they are, it just you want to be a club of stature. You don't want to be a club that needs a handout or a leg up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You want to be a power club. And if you put your hand out, then it kind of... But then sometimes you've got to swallow your pride. But I'll tell you what's been interesting.
If it's available, right? So just so under Trevor Nisbet, would they have asked for...
No.
No. Under Don Pike, will they?
I don't know.
If you're CEO and it's available, are you asking for it?
Mate, I would have to... If it was me, I would... I don't think I'd ask.
I
would go, you know what, stuff you, we'll get back.
I don't believe in the measure.
It took us 5 years to win our first flag. We can do it again and all that sort of stuff. But I get that it's a different environment. It's not like their fans are dropping off or anything. But the blokes in the East, they're going, oh, hang on. So self-inflicted incompetence, traded away their first rounders for Tim Kelly. They haven't been down long enough. They won the bloody flag in 2018. They played finals in 2020. They just missed the finals in 2021. And they made a rod for their own back, and you want to give them a bloody priority pick? Get stuffed.
Okay.
That's their case.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about their case? What about those figures? 18, 20, 21.
I'll just go back at you and say, I don't believe in priority picks. I don't believe in any of it. I reckon it compromises an already
compromised. Well, the draft's so compromised.
But if
those academies are killing it.
I agree.
Do you see all the kids that got selected this week out of academies?
Yeah.
We've got nothings.
Yeah.
And you can blame the Eagles for... I looked at some of their trading. Nick Martin, we talked about Nick Martin last week. You did not inform me that Nick Martin was training at the West Coast Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Martin was at the club.
Club record possessions for Essendon last
44
week.
44 possessions. Mm-hmm. He was an SSP rookie at Essendon. So he was right. They could have got him for free.
16 other clubs also missed
him.
Yeah, amazing.
But he wasn't training at their bloody club and living down the road and playing for Subiaco. Mate, there's been some balls ups. I'll admit it. Rotham got drafted in one pick before Sean Darcy.
Mm.
So they took, I think, Rotham like 30-odd. Very next pick, Fremantle goes, hey, boys, they didn't take Sean Darcy. Can you believe they didn't take Sean Darcy? We're taking Sean Darcy. I mean, and you know who was down a bit lower? Tommy Stewart.
Tommy, yeah, he's a bit of a different one. He came out of the GFL, so he was like playing in the Geelong
Mate,
Football
he's
League.
Won five All-Australians.
Oh, no question.
Out of 7 years. Mm. The first to five. Mate, what are these blokes looking at? And then Brander, we had a bit of a chuckle about that one. They took Jared Brander ahead of Oscar Allen even, but even take Allen out of the picture. Sam Taylor.
Yeah.
Mate, what? I understand why the Victorians go, hang on, you've had one of the great balls-ups of all time. The Tim Kelly thing was a joke, and all these blokes you've missed. I can see how they get pissed off if we got a priority pick, eh?
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But, mate, they get peed off about a lot of things.
But North Melbourne...
And let's be honest, there is a... And I'm a Victorian, mate, so I speak from a Victorian. So I'm not anti-Victorian. I am one. But
do the Hawks get any concessions?
No.
So if they finish, they'll finish second and last almost this year.
Top, bottom four. I reckon they'll come good for a point, but too many players out at the moment. Yeah, bottom four. Top end of bottom four.
Will they be putting their hand out?
No, because I don't think, because they haven't, they win a few games last year, so no, you can't. It has to be.
Is he cut too deep at Hawthorn, old Sammy? Getting rid of all those players?
No. Depends, mate. It depends what you're after. If you want to be, you know, teetering around, you know, 6th to 14th and be thereabouts but never really going to challenge, then keep your experienced players. But if you want to rebuild and have a crack at the flag, then you've got to cut.
Fair enough.
That's what they did. And that's what the Eagles didn't do. And where are they?
No, you're right. And how come we're sitting here and the other blokes are in South Australia too? That's the other question.
Well, mate.
What's happened there? We're the blokes.
Can I be
that we're holding
brutally,
the joint.
I want to be brutally honest.
Just be
with
honest,
you.
Mate.
I'm going
to
be brutally
honest. No. Is this going to get in this shit?
No.
You're not
it's
get,
nothing about who's there and who isn't.
You're not going to get upset the
I'm
boss.
I'm glad I'm not there.
Really?
Yeah, you know why?
No.
I'll preface it with.
Hang on. I cannot think of one reason. Let me think. You're not drinking? Is that the only reason?
I am actually. No, I'm at 69 days today. I'm going for 100.
Is that the reason?
100 days. No.
That could be. That must be the only reason.
You know what? If you're sending me to South Australia, which is a fantastic state. I'm not a fan of Adelaide, the city.
No.
It's my least favourite CBD. You turn the taps on and brown water comes out.
It's Dullesville. It's brown water comes out. Bullshit.
Yeah, it does. You come out of the casino or a nightclub.
What's that silly mall they have as well? Mall or whatever
Rundle.
It's called. Rundle Mall.
Yeah. You come out of a nightclub or a casino, and what do they have out the front? Pie floaters. Pies with mushy peas all over them.
Who invented that stuff?
I don't know, but it's a South
What else can we say about it? Radelaide, that stupid name, Radelaide?
Yeah.
I mean, who invented that? Then Radelaide, fair dinkum. And City of Church. Everywhere you look, there's a bloody church.
Well, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. But
it's like being in Europe.
It's good golf courses.
Another gondola and castle.
I find it hard to get around. I just find it.
All right, come on. Tell us, what is the reason that you're glad you're not there?
I'm not a big fan of the CBD.
You reckon it's a Scheisenhausen joint?
But the rest of the South Australia is fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful place, South Australia. But the city, you can, you know,
but
what
hang on,
up
that,
you, you know
that
what?
That walk across the bridge.
Oh, please. What, I'm going somewhere so I can walk across the bridge?
To Adelaide
Oval. I'm going to Prague walk across the Charles Bridge. I'm not going to Adelaide to walk across some poxy bridge in the middle of the CBD.
I love this. We've swapped posies. You're having a crack at Adelaide. But it is, I actually found that
walk. Have you not turned the taps on in Adelaide and have the water, seriously?
What's the pub that Rishu
World Water.
Where they had the punch up between Adelaide and Port.
That's at the Ramsgate Hotel.
Ramsgate. That's what Rishudo owns, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about that?
The winds of the beaches in the city are very windy.
Oh, mate, how bad are their beaches?
You go to my favourite.
Is it Glenelg? Did you see where they had the AFL launch? Why would you want to go there? Absolute pooperama.
It's windy.
Compared to Scarborough and Cottesloe.
Couldn't
and
agree
city
more.
Mate, they're kidding themselves on the beach side of it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's where the Dockers are staying for 10 days after they beat Carlton.
It's a good palindrome, though, Glenelg. My name backwards either way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Very good, mate.
Very good palindrome.
Anyway, so I feel better about not being there.
So you'd rather be there?
No, well, because of my circumstances, I couldn't be there. But we have got two people there, Ryan Daniels and Anna Hay.
And we've got Mitch and Sam Rogers and Mitchell Woodcock.
I know. So we're just here holding the bloody fort, carrying Seven West.
You know the only good thing about the CBD is when you go to a pub and you're with your mates and you're having a game of pool, you know what they roll around, the pubs? Carts with sausages and cheese.
Oh, they fair dinkum, mate.
And
really?
Cheese
it's like barley.
It's not a bad thing.
What's going on? A cholera carts.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Do they have holes in the pockets of the pool tables and that sort of thing? Or are they still going playing billiards
it's
over
all,
there?
The string's all broken and it just drops onto the floor and rolls
down. Oh, mate. Yeah. And they just, that's their whole life playing pool in the pub, honestly. Yeah. They've got no idea. Apologies to all South Australians listening.
Some great wineries there. And, you know, someone said to me this morning, well, you can go to Harndorf. And I said, what, a pretend German town?
And have a bratwurst.
What am I going to a pretend? I can, mate, I spent five.
They got them in Bali.
I spent 5 days on the Rhine with my best mate and his partner.
Exactly.
On a boat going up the Rhine in Germany.
Yeah, but the Germans actually, they're part, the big German community in Adelaide.
I know.
They're not
well,
pretend
it was founded
Germans.
On
they're
the
not,
back of Germans.
They're
That's
not putting on the Lederhosen and pretending.
It's undulating Adelaide, so it's great for wine region. So that's why the Germans settled there.
Yeah.
And, you know, fine people, the Germans, very austere and very
Barossa
harsh
Valley,
at times,
probably. But we're talking about the city, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me some good people who came from Adelaide.
John Platten, Steve Kernahan.
Okay, apart from them,
Neil
who else?
Curley.
Bradley. Craig Bradley. Chad Corns. He's a bit of a wanker. Nah, he's all right.
The Corns.
Kane
Corns.
What about Kane getting belted last night? Yeah. Oh, how many people were barracking for Kane to get belted?
Yeah, Barry, you know.
Don't give me that, mate.
I'm not big on the old, you know, makeup boxing
violence
sort of stuff. No, I love boxing.
Oh, for real?
I love it, yeah. But
they should have wore helmets, by the way.
Well, how's Corey McKernan feeling today?
I know. See, the whole thing.
I don't
thing,
like that.
You know what I didn't
not
understand?
Not good for boxing, mate.
You know, I'm a simple bloke.
Yeah.
What I didn't understand is you and I carry on about concussion for hours on end and what could do. And those blokes go and do a boxing
Which
thing.
Which is why you need to be properly trained to go into a
but
boxing
But they didn't wear any helmets either.
Yeah, I mean, didn't like that.
And Corey got concussed. Yeah. And Kane copped a few beauties from Brownie. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of people barracking for Nathan
Good
Brown.
Good luck to Kane Corns, mate. People love him or hate him.
Yeah,
but
he leads with his chin.
That's all right.
He ran from, where did he run from? Sydney to bloody Darwin or something. Mm-hmm. What did he do for charity? That was pretty amazing.
A very big marathon runner.
And now he looked cut too. I thought he might go right here. But I remember Danny Green was there. Danny Green, I fought Danny Green
How'd that go?
In a charity match. Not very well. Mm-hmm. Actually, every time I say his name.
Good
I'm
man,
not,
Danny.
Every time I say his name, my nose starts to bleed. So hang on. Let's push this. Mate, you know what he did, though? Yeah. I'll tell you funny. So it was five of us fought him, or maybe seven. It was Daniel Kerr, Dean Cox, me, Jeff Farmer, who could box a bit, and Des Headland. He whacked Coxie in the stomach, and it was like a dinosaur. It took like a couple of seconds for it to register, and then he went down, boom, screaming heap.
Yeah.
The smart blokes stayed back, like Desi and that, tried to box.
Dodge and weave. Yeah.
Curry said, I'm going in big time. He got cracked right in the forehead. And when I fought him, out in the back, you warm up with the pads and that. And I'm good friends with Danny. He's a great fella. He comes over to me. This is no bullshit. And he walks over and he goes, hey, Barra, you know how you think we're mates? I absolutely hate your guts. And this is a setup. So there's like, when I get into the ring, I'm thinking, you know, because you're not sure, are you?
Yes, sure. Holy shit. You knew he was.
Mate, there's that 20% of you going, whoa, hang on. Is he going to try to kill me?
Yeah.
And then we get in this clinch and he goes, hit me in the face. There's no way I was hitting him in the face because I knew he would just go bang, bang, bang and drop
you
me.
You know who you needed in your corner? Me. The best cut man in the business.
Are you the best cut man?
Yeah.
But as his form, hit me in the face. Like it was like that movie Raging Bull.
Yeah, it's great movie. Robert De Niro.
Yeah. He was punch me. And he wanted me to punch him to prove that I couldn't knock him out. There's no way I was punching him, because just in case I didn't knock him out, he would have killed me. Have you ever done boxing when you have a boxing coach in footy? And he goes, jab, jab, bang. So you go left, left, right. And you get it wrong and you go left, right, left or something, and he hit the bloke and he comes back and hits you 28 times.
Yeah, mate, I've done a bit of boxing training. It's not really my thing. I'm not too flashy. I'm a southpaw too.
You find out a bit about
it's
yourself
different
when you get hit in the nose, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All your plans go out the door.
They do.
Well, I'm going to do this, hit the nose. What the hell was that?
Now, we better get some shorty tips.
Shorty's tips.
G'day, Shorty. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you, Quarters. Barra, great to be with you guys.
Didn't get the Guernsey to gather around, mate.
No, unfortunately not. Still waiting. 1 year it might come. You never know, Quarters.
Now, my pre-season tip of Melbourne to win the Premiership, all my other tips have gone all right, but this one looks all right.
It does. They've hit the ground running the last 3 weeks after losing round one. At that stage, they were 10.50. They're now into 8.50 to win the flag, and they've been absolutely poleaxed in betting to win this round up against Adelaide. They're 166 into 155. Best back team of the round.
So everyone's tipping Adelaide to win tonight, right? No,
of course not.
Yeah, right. So that's amazing because it's do or die for them. The cooler Brisbane, obviously, three straight losses, and have gone from second favourite to win the flag to seventh in line.
Indeed, yeah. So they've doubled their price, basically. They were second fave, 650, now out to 13, and there's six sides in front of them rated a better chance of winning this year's flag.
Mate, you've been on fire with your hot putt, but Richmond let you down. Or I should say Sydney let you down last week.
Oh, my goodness. Four out of the five legs. And if I had to pick one, you would have thought Sydney would have knocked off the Tigers. It wasn't to be. We'll go again this week, boys. Teaming up with Port Adelaide, GWS and Collingwood to all win. And Sydney to win by 25 or more. That's been really well backed, that multi. It's about 277 into 255.
I reckon that last leg's going to come in. They beat him by 177 points last year. Poor old Eags. Mate, on the drift, Carlton, in terms of against the Dockers. So does that mean the Dockers, are they getting warmer?
They are.
Liking them.
Yeah, there's good money around for the Dockers to knock off Carlton here, oof, which is surprising because Carlton have had a really good start to the year, obviously 3-0. But I think there's punters. Clearly, it might be a bit of a WA slant given we're a WA book, but punters are happy to have something on the Dockers as the outsiders. And as a consequence, Carlton are 162. They were as big as 170 yesterday, but still a little drift from 162 to 167.
I wonder if that's got anything to do with the fact they're zipping seven at Adelaide Oval.
Well, that could absolutely play a part. There's no doubt about that. It's a unique record, isn't it?
Mm. Sheezel.
How good's he going? The North Melbourne young gun. He's had a wonderful start to the year as far as getting his hands on the ball. 32 disposals round one, 35 round two, 32 in round three. Brownlow price, look, I don't think they'll win enough games for him to win the Brownlow, but there has been specking there, 151 into 101. And punters that like to roll up disposals in their multis and the like, he looks one of the guys you want to have on side week in, week out, because he just keeps on finding the footy.
Thanks, Shorty. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Pleasure, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Shorty. And Barra, we should give some of our own tips, starting with tonight, 4:40 p.m. Adelaide Oval. The Adelaide Crows at $2.50. Melbourne, my pre-season premiership fancy, at $1.53 and going just beautifully at the moment. Barra, a few changes at the Crows.
Five changes, in fact. Two were forced, of course, but still five changes. They've dropped, no matter, whopping five changes. James Borlase, Lockie Scholl and Luke Pedler all dropped, and they've lost Lockie Murphy and Wayne Miller.
He was unlucky, yeah.
It's a huge loss.
And so Miller is an ACL, so he's out for the season.
That's real bad. And in come Jordan Butts, Patrick Parnell, Braden Cook, Sam Berry and Luke Nankervis. The Demons have named May to return 2 weeks after he broke his ribs, which, poof.
Yeah.
You're having a few jabs.
Remember,
you?
Nigel Lappin played in a grand final for Brisbane with three broken ribs, had the painkiller, yeah, and played very well. But yeah, how sore
this
would
ain't
you
a,
be?
This ain't a grand final, eh? Well,
How sore are you going to be the next day?
Oh, mate. Oh. Have you ever had a broken rib?
No, I've had a cracked one. Oh, it's not pretty.
Mate, how sore are they? Yeah. What about going to the toilet and stuff? Yeah, oh, mate. Horrific. Mate. So he replaces Marty Hoare.
Now I've got this vision that I can't shake, mate. We need to move on quickly.
Mate, broken ribs. He's got a thumb injury. So I'm a bit torn here. I'm thinking it's make or break for Adelaide, isn't it? At home, you know, at the Adelaide Oval, big crowd in, sold out already tonight. But the Demons look in good form. And if May returns and Hoare goes out, you got to stay with the Demons, I think. What about you?
I'm going to pick the Demons. Just talking to the coach after the game, Matthew Nix, I think I've got no doubt he's a person with high footy IQ and the makings of a very good coach, but just looked devoid of answers with how they're going at the moment. And, you know, you get Taylor Walker comes back and doesn't fire a shot. So, look, they'll be up and about, Barra, but This is a very good Melbourne side that's really balanced across all lines, and Max Gawn's playing beautiful football at the moment. So they're not just going to show up and say, oh, well, Adelaide, your backs are to the wall, we'll just roll over and let you win, mate. This is going to be a really hard game for Adelaide. I can't. Adelaide's lost their last three against Melbourne by an average of 25 points too.
It's amazing that Rankin, Rochelli, Fogarty and Walker can't kick a winning score.
Mm. Well, they can. They just haven't to this point. Well,
last year they were on fire. I mean, what did Taylor, he kicked 70 on goals,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking like 40 this year.
How much better do they look, Melbourne, with Ben Brown? I mean, and I'm not talking about
it. I'm not a huge rapper, Ben. You keep mentioning only every bloody
structure.
Podcast
well,
you
why
mention
is
Ben
Jack
Brown.
Darling in the Eagles side?
Yeah, I know, but he's not. He's just done do it for me.
No, but he just needs to stand there and have contests,
yeah, no,
mate.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
He brings everyone else into the game.
No,
so.
you could be a coach. The
no,
thing
I
that worries me, mate,
too
is
many
that
skeletons,
in the
Farrah.
Footy tipping in the West today, right, in the pre-game, the good mm-hmm. lift-out.
Oh, don't open that page. It's horrific.
Pre-game, front page, Blues, Bulls.
What am I, number 47 or something?
Only 43.
Oh, well. Geez.
Oh, yeah, you're 35th, mate. So you're on 17.
They're being kind to me.
But there's a lot of us on 18, so don't worry about that.
Yep.
And how about Justin Langer?
Picks the Eagles every week.
Can you tell him? You know,
no, I
who
can't.
Who does this? Who does this? Jake, oh, does it? Jacob?
Yeah,
Jacob?
Jacob Woodell, the sports editor,
Jake,
puts
just
that
get
together.
On. We'll get on to Jack.
No,
Jake,
Justin's allowed to pick whoever he
just
wants.
Just tell JL. Yeah, we know that he loves the Eagles mm-hmm. and he's on the
That's
board.
That's quite clear.
But and he's on the board yeah. and he's a big
fan. So if you're on the board, how can you possibly pick against them?
What, you're going to just go, okay.
Yes.
So like if they're playing against, I don't know, Pure Thunder
well,
or something.
Well, their old mate Butts used to pick Essendon every week, including during the drug scandal years where they couldn't win a game.
So anyway, I reckon Jacob, if you're listening, mate, I know he listens to our podcast.
He does.
Very good young fella. Ring up JL, or when he drops his tips in, just go, JL, mate, it's sweet. You don't actually have to tip him every week. You know,
he on the board picked against, you just can't do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you've got to be bloody real. They lost by 171 points
last
time.
Well, they might
win,
time.
Mate. I'll tell you what, if they win, we're sending this to JL. But you know what worries me is the bloke who's leading here. I don't know who is this dude, Stefan Kololovsky. Do you know him?
He's the tipping expert. I
mate,
think he
he's bloody
that.
Good. Yeah. He's leading. He's on 23, right?
Clearly, he's tipping expert.
And my friend, he's tipping Adelaide.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm thinking...
Danger sign. So are you changing your
no,
tip?
No, I'm not changing. But that guy, the moustache there, Stefan Kololovsky, yeah. He knows what he's talking
well,
about.
Well, it is a home game. So, you know, being gathered around in Adelaide. So on to Friday night and an equally curious game. Brisbane Lions, $1.12. North Melbourne, $6.25. That's a 2:10 p.m. Western Standard Time Friday at Norwood Oval, Barra. Nice little ground, Norwood Oval. The Lions have been under siege on and off the field, Barra. Can you make a case for North Melbourne in this game? I certainly can. I'm picking Brisbane to bounce back and win this game, but I can make a case for North Melbourne.
So this game's on telly here at 2:10 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
2:10?
Yeah.
Oh, because 2.5 hours, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, okay. Or when does daylight saving finish? Is it daylight saving or savings?
Next, a couple of weeks away? Next,
come on, you're
maybe
the bloody,
next week,
you're
I think.
The linguist, is
I think,
it?
I think it's next week.
Is it daylight savings? Or
daylight saving.
It's daylight saving.
Pretty sure, yeah.
So when does daylight saving end?
I think it's next week.
Next week. Next week. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is at 2:10, and then so back-to-back games, and then at 5:10. So what has 7 got? 7's got.
Anyway,
what have we got?
Compelling. Hey,
we've
Brisbane,
got both games, mate. Okay,
Brisbane or North?
So I'm thinking it's at Norwood Oval, right? North, one change, that bloke who did his knee, Callum Jones. Is it knee or
no,
ankle?
No, no, Callum Coleman Jones City's Achilles.
Achilles.
He's out for the,
that's
probably,
right.
Let's say the season. He is out for the season. Yeah.
And Fagan has he's swung the axe again.
Had to.
But Jared Lyons had 33 possessions in the VFL. So yeah, I'm thinking Jared Lyons comes in and maybe Lohman and Morris, they both kick goals in the resis.
Yep.
I suppose you've got to go. It's $1.13.
I'll tell you what, the
six,
one,
$6
the one stat for me, and thank you again for Champion Data, but the one stat for me, we know how frenetic Collingwood was last week. You know they got caught holding the ball 14 times against Collingwood last week.
14 times?
You need to get your skates on, clearly, Brisbane.
Gee, is that...
That's a worrying thing? Stat.
Is that a Ginnivan thing? You know what I mean? Like,
no,
like
that's just a... can't break tackles thing, and Collingwood Dacos. Was obviously. So we're both on the Lions. Adelaide Oval later on Friday, 5:10 p.m. So Port Adelaide, $1.29. Essendon, $3.60. You'd think Port is not going to lose two games in a row at home, Barra. So I'm with them. Although Essendon just playing some nice football at the moment, nicely settled. Goldstein's made a huge difference to them, taken a bit of pressure off Draper. Langford continues to impress up forward and has sort of allowed Jake Stringer to flourish as well. So lots to like about them.
Jake Stringer, he flourishes in those games,
yeah,
doesn't he? You just want him to play in the big games.
He likes the stage, the package.
Yeah, but he doesn't do it all the time.
He's sort of been like a small parcel in a couple of years. He hasn't been the package, has he?
The guy who does Sunrise for us, the former sprinter. Australian sprinter.
Matt Shervington.
Yeah, his name Matt Shervington, as far as the package goes.
Okay.
Oh. So Ken Hinckley, Jason Horne-Francis is back.
Good.
So that's huge for them.
Yep.
Sam Durham's got concussion.
That's a big game, isn't it? Essendon, a big club, all flooding across the border. They'll probably stop in Keith on the way over. Have you heard of Keith? It's a town between, when you drive from.
Is that like Keith or Keith?
It's Keith.
Keith.
K-E-I-T-H. Can I tell
like
you about Keith?
Richards.
When you drive from Melbourne to Adelaide, it's a beautiful drive, by the way, but you go through a place called Keith. And at the service station in Keith, there's not much else in Keith. I'll tell you what,
really?
You want to like fried chicken because that's all they have. There's like four Bain Maries and it's all fried chicken.
What highway is
some
that?
Some sushi or like a sandwich or something that's fried chicken. It's Highway Number 1, is the Prince's Highway, I'm pretty sure.
So you know the old joke about the two best things that come out of Adelaide.
Yeah, Pacific Prince's Highway, yeah.
Yeah.
So stop in Keith if you're travelling across.
Bradley.
That's our who are you picking, Port or Essendon?
You know what? You're starting to talk me around. Now, you know what worries me about Port? I'm tipping Port, but you know what worries me about Port? Is those blokes, they're stars. They have to play well every time for them to win, don't they?
You know what would be handy?
Midfield stars.
If Radaglia actually stands in front of the goal line, if someone's, check side through. How bad was that last week?
I know. Their back line's still pretty, it's still not where it should be, but.
Better with he and Zerk Thatcher there. They filled a couple of holes, but that stuff standing behind the goal line and, I've never seen anything like that last week. So you're going with Port?
Yeah.
Okay, no surprises here. Saturday, 10:30 a.m., West Coast, $11. Sydney Swans, $1.04. That's up at Mount Barker. Barrett's about 35 minutes up in the Adelaide Hills. And let's hope we see the bloke watering his lawn again, up in the distance, up that suburban road.
Would
I've got to get there.
At 1:30 in the Arvo?
Yeah, no, he shouldn't be. Morning or evening.
That game's on
at
10:30.
Okay, what's the line for you? Let's put it that way, because clearly we're both
60
picking
points.
Sydney.
What is the line, by the way?
I don't know.
It'd be 55, something like 53. So you're thinking more than 10 goals?
So what
not?
Was the margin last year, 171?
Yep. It's not going to be that, sure.
No, it won't be that.
What is Mount Barker? I know you've spoke at length about it on the last podcast. Mm-hmm. Magnificent description of
what does it offer? It offers a farmer's market.
What's the ground
and some
like?
Nice views. It's a suburban ground. It's in pretty good nick.
You haven't been there, have you?
I've seen it on TV. I've been there. Why would I go to Mount Barker?
When you were driving past, why didn't you go, that's where the Eagles are going to play. I'm going to have a look.
I actually drove past and said to
for the
boys,
sake of the podcast.
No, I did say that's where they play AFL in Mount Barker there, but I didn't say they hadn't done.
Were you doing 80 at the time?
That's about 100 because you're up the freeway. Yeah. Have you ever driven through the Adelaide Hills?
Oh. No, I haven't, mate.
It's nice.
A lot of Germans apparently.
There are.
Look, Dane Rampey's going to miss a month, so they've lost a very good player there.
In comes Taylor Adams. He is a very underrated player, by the way.
I was going to say Harry Cunningham probably comes in as well.
Does he?
Yeah, well.
Concussion protocols?
To replace Dane Rampey. Mm. Taylor Adams, he'll have a little bit. He had 21 possessions in the VFL last week. So that's how good they're going. They made him play in the VFL. The Eagles, now I believe Locke Rawlinson may debut.
Okay.
Do you know much about him?
Not really.
Yeah, right.
You?
I saw him play in the Waffle on the weekend. very competitive player. Plays in the forward. He's obviously
small forward.
He's going to replace Brockman. Obviously,
he's small forward.
Yeah, because right. Brockman's got concussion, so it's either going to be him or Tyrell
Dewar.
Okay, so I reckon Lock Rawlinson comes in. 3 goals in the waffle against Swan Districts.
Well, goals are the key because clearly when you halve inside 50s, as they did last weekend, 51 apiece mm-hmm. against the Western Bulldogs, and they kicked 3 goals for the game. When you win clearance and you still only kick 3 goals for the game, they're worrying stats for me. So that mid-forward connection is horrible at the moment. So they need people up there who can kick a goal or two.
Can you tell me anything about Lock Rawlinson, my friend?
That he's a small forward.
Yeah, anything else?
No, you've asked me that.
He's 177 centimetres. Mm-hmm. He's only 18. Oh, my God. And his eye-catching resume as a budding young player, drafted in 2023 in the rookie draft after a state combine standout performance, smashing the 20-metre sprint with an elite time of 2.89. The classy talent holds plenty of upside as a crafty goal sneak. Sounds a bit like Noah, doesn't he? He's from South Australia, mate. He's playing.
Jake Waterman talked there him up is. A couple of weeks ago. Talked him up. Said he's been showing.
I don't care what Jake said, mate. He's playing.
Well,
because
you don't care what Jake says.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying. It's he's from
nice.
South Australia.
Son of your
he's probably from
team,
Mount Barker.
I don't think he's from Mount Barker.
Hang on. He's from Mitcham. Where's that?
By the way, smart anyone ass? Out, it's not the place where we get the chickens from. That's in on the way to Albany. But anyway.
Where's Mitcham?
Mitcham is eastern suburbs of Melbourne, very close to where
no,
I grew
it's
up.
It's not. It's South Australia.
Oh, sorry, Mitcham, South Australia. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Mitcham in Melbourne.
Yeah, because he's from Mitcham.
Okay.
So
Mitcham in Melbourne or Mitcham
South Australia.
Oh, okay. Never heard
That's
of it.
Why he's playing, mate. Because you know where the game is, right?
In South Australia. Okay, Adelaide Oval, 5:10 p.m.
bucks.
On Saturday. Western Bulldogs $1.97, Geelong $1.84. The bookies have got them very close, Barrett, for a good reason. They've hit some form, the Western Bulldogs, but Geelong so far undefeated and going beautifully in that forward line. They won't mind the Adelaide Oval either. Who do you like, Barrett? I'll start off. I'm picking the Cats, but I'm a bit torn in this game.
Very close, isn't it? I'll tip the Bulldogs just to be different because it's at Adelaide Oval. Except, I'll put a rider on, except if they pick Rory Lobb. Did you see him? Fair dinkum, mate.
What, you're saying Rory Lobb, if they pick him, they
if
win?
If they don't pick him.
Okay.
Have you seen, did you see the TikTok that
oh,
he
no,
did
I
with his missus?
Watch TikTok.
Doing
mate.
A song?
Oh, well, good on him.
On the eve
What's
of the game.
That?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Mate.
You never sung a song with your... With
but
your,
not before a game.
With your missus?
And you, how much is he going to get sledged about it, for one? Maybe life's been sledged.
Everyone's
I don't know.
On TikTok these days, though, aren't they?
Yeah, everyone is on TikTok, but they don't sing songs with their... Dressed up as a... Mate, just check it out. Check it out.
So
you ask me if
he goes
right.
out there and kicks 6, does TikTok matter?
I tell you what, he's doing one of those every week if he kicks 6. He kicked 5 in the VFL on the weekend for Footscray. James Harms had 33 possessions as well.
Yep.
They're saying that if Tim English signs, which looks like it's going to happen, right?
Yep.
They're into Tim English big time.
You're talking about the
Bulldogs are into him huge money now.
Well, they should be into him because he plays for them.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that sounds like he's going to sign.
I'm not convinced he's signing anytime soon.
Well, they're making massive overtures.
Yeah, I know
so
they
why
are.
Would you hang out?
Well, because let's follow the money, Barrow, and follow the career path. I'm not sure what there might be some great offers around the corner.
We're in Victoria.
Oh, WA.
He wouldn't be going West Coast, would he? Be honest.
If they can make a case, they need to make a case.
There's probably not enough money for that. You know, because he wants to win flags. He's 27 or something.
True.
But Rory, what I'm saying, this is the point I was making, is that Rory Lobb. Probably leaves if English signs, doesn't he?
I'm not sure. Do you think so?
Yes,
maybe.
I do.
Where does he go?
Well, I don't know where he goes, but he's playing resis, right? He's playing resis. Tim English says he's probably thinking, oh, English will leave. I'll be sweet.
Tell you what, Hawthorn would have
Sam Darcy come
Someone
past.
Someone to take a catch down forward. He takes a nice contested mark, Rory.
So you still like Rory?
I think he's got a bit to offer, yeah.
Okay. So James Harms might come. Patrick Dangerfield still recovering from a hamstring injury. Had a crack at everyone about the drug. Mate, yep. Honestly, Dick Pound.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Pound summed it up, didn't he?
By the boat off Montreal.
Mate, where are you going?
Did you not see that story?
No, I didn't. Where are you going?
1970.
Hang on, just carefully. Yeah. I'm talking about Dick Pound, the famous drug WADA guy. Yeah, yeah.
He was using...
It's not something you've seen on
TV. He was comparing it to Montreal in 1976. So he was having
The Soviets.
So what they did is they had a boat in Montreal Harbour and the Olympians would go there and they would be tested before an event and because they're off, you know, they're in the harbour. And they would, if they tested positive, you're not competing tomorrow, they'd withdraw them from the events. That's why they didn't produce any positive tests during the Montreal Olympics because they're on a boat getting tested in the secret lab.
So should we be taking notice of Dick Pound?
Yes.
Unfortunate name. Should we be?
Yes.
I think we should. The AFL's not. They're saying, he's
AFL old. Runs its own show, mate.
He's old. Because he's compared what's happening in the AFL. If you've lost the train of our thought, the drug testing regime in the AFL, he's comparing it with the Soviet Germans.
That's fair to say that's a bit of a stretch, Barra.
Well, you just had a boat off the friggin' harbour. What are you talking about?
That's what the Soviets did. I'm saying he's comparing it to it. I'm not agreeing with him.
So do we take any notice of Dick Pound?
We do in certain aspects, yes, because I think his experience in the industry, we need to listen to him. But as far as the Soviet comparison goes, come on, Dick.
All right.
Okay, of course I've skipped a game, so let's go to the earlier game. A small one. 1:20 p.m. Adelaide Oval on Saturday. The Dockers, $2.20. Carlton, $1.67. And as Shorty told us just earlier, Barra, the punters are coming at the Dockers hard and fast, and we know the punters are always right, Barra. Who are you picking? I'm going to open here by saying Carlton wins this game.
Do you? Mm. Sam Walsh still not ready. Jeez, they must be dying to get him back. Can you believe they're doing all this without Sam Walsh? The two forwards, Kurnow had a sore ankle, didn't finish the game, but they reckon he'll play. And Mackay, I interviewed Justin Longmuir, along with 10 other people, and he did say that he might give Draper the go at Harry Mackay first up. I thought you were a bit sort of...
Well, does Pierce not get Mackay? A bit taller?
Kurnow's the better player, is he? I don't know.
But Pierce,
who's the better player?
Well, I think... Mackay's got more goals right now this season. He's a better player this year.
Who's closer to goal?
So, Kurnow.
Yeah.
No, it's got to be Pierce. Mackay. Kurnow goes further up ground.
Probably who's closest to goal, Alex Pierce.
So I reckon he gets Mackay and I reckon Kurnow. So the other option...
No way, mate. You're not putting Draper on Kurnow.
Well, what about Luke Ryan?
Yeah, but he said he was going
to... I know.
I'll go back a step. He said he was going to put him on one of those blokes.
I know.
So that makes him play on Mackay,
doesn't it? Can I just introduce the comments from one of our great mates, a really guy with a lot of high IQ in footy and other areas too, Lee Spur, Fremantle defender. Spoke to him the other day. I always like to garner what he thinks about things.
Yeah, what does he think?
He thinks that it's too... bigger ask for Draper at
too
this point.
Too big a job.
It's only his third game. You're talking about giants of the game. I actually really like Draper. I think he shows a lot of composure for a player with such inexperience. But look, good on you, J-Lo, for backing your players in. The plan B will be Luke Ryan, but of course they want to try and get Luke Ryan free, don't they, to play that intercept role. So, but Lee Spur reminded me when he was All-Australian, he was playing on the big forward, Luke
Lee
Ryan.
Lee Spur was All-Australian?
When Luke Ryan was All-Australian
a few years ago, he was
playing on the big forwards.
Yeah.
So it's not as if he can't do it.
Now, Josh Draper has drawn comparisons from Justin Longmuir with Michael Johnson.
He did say that, the old number 37.
Michael Johnson from Perth. What do you think about it?
Yeah, he's got the same mannerisms. He looks time and space.
Yep.
Bit of a dude.
I'm tipping Fremantle. I reckon they can get it done.
Yep.
And I was buoyed by the stat that you gave me, 0-7. In fact, I was the man that informed Justin Longmuir that Carlton had never won at Adelaide Oval.
Did he not know that?
He did not know that.
Really?
At the press conference, he did not know that.
There you go. So I was the one who told him. Permeating through.
I know. Mate, he should have seen the spring in his step when I told him. Poof. Made no difference. So I reckon I'm going, go the Dockers. And don't tell me Flagmanor won't be out if they beat the Blues.
Oh, if they win that.
Blokes will be getting tattoos.
Hold on to your purple hat. Oh, yeah, they'll be
everywhere.
Tats. Oh, dear. Sunday, 10:30 a.m. Gold Coast Suns versus GWS. The clash, the traditional clash of Gold Coast and the Giants in the Adelaide Hills. Of course, I'm joking. Gold Coast has conceded 21.7 points per game from defensive half chains, ranked number one. The Giants have won the contested possession count by 17.7 per game, ranked number one. Going just beautiful in a moment, GWS. I'll tell you what, the Suns are playing well under Damien Hardwick too. Can mount a case for the Suns, but I'm sticking with the Giants for now, Barra. I'm picking them to win this game.
Mate, Jesse Hogan.
Yep.
Re-signed.
Yeah, good on him.
Finish his career there.
Good on him.
Did you see the piss take? Those Giants, social media, they're very good. Took the piss out of Fremantle, about letting him go.
Yeah, I'd be a little bit careful with that if I was them.
I'm not laughing at Fremantle. I'm just laughing.
GWS need that point of difference, don't they, in their market, though? I can get why they're doing it. I just reckon when you poke it at the other clubs, you just...
Sam Clohessy's making his debut. In fact, a couple of Gold Coast Suns Academy blokes are making their debut. But they reckon Jared Witts returns for the Suns.
He is so important to them. He is such an underrated ruckman.
Does that make you think?
It does make me think, yeah. Hey. I'm still going with the Giants. I look at the Giants and I look at their... They might be the most balanced team I've seen in about 20 years in terms of, you know, defence, forward line, midfield, outside, inside mix. They're just so beautifully balanced, the Giants. So,
do you reckon that what happened with Jesse Hogan back here? What was the story?
I think he had a lot of mates here. He was a bit too comfortable. Let's put it that way, Barra. Maybe a bit too easily led astray and didn't stick to the plan of being an elite AFL footballer. I think in Sydney, he gets a bit of anonymity. You know, he can go about his daily business, and I think he likes that. Clearly, it's helped his football, and he's been able to focus a bit more on the stuff he needs to do, which is, you know, so that's what I don't know. I haven't lived with him, but I think,
what do you think
that's my take on it. I think he's a great talent. That it would have been a real shame had he not found this confidence that he's found now. I love it. I reckon it's a great footy story.
Can you remember what the Dockers got for him?
Not much.
Have a guess.
Oh, second, late second?
Well, give me a number.
Oh, I don't know, mate.
Throw a number at me.
Oh, 34?
Higher.
Okay, 37.
Higher.
47.
Higher.
57.
51.
Okay, there you go.
51. Pick 51 for Jesse. Mm-hmm. Mate, that's a steal. Ethan Reid, Will Graham, Sam Clohessy, all graduates of the Suns Academy.
Jeez, they do a lot with that academy, don't they?
Mate, it's a bloody lurk, isn't it?
But do you not think the northern states, so GWS, Gold Coast, do you not think they should have academies?
No, it's just not right. It just compromises the draft.
Fair call. Fair call.
We're going the Giants.
Okay, next game.
Pick 51.
Sunday, 1:20 p.m., Richmond. $3.40, St Kilda $1.32 at Norwood Oval. A couple of unfortunate injuries to Richmond in the dying seconds of the game. They lose their Tom Lynch, their forward, and they lose Noah Bolter, also significant tall player for them. That's a real shame for Richmond. Well done to Adam Uze for his first win last week. Saints coming off a loss, and they were stung by that loss. I'm backing St Kilda to win this game. I think the outs are too big for Richmond, although Dusty is coming back in. But I just like St Kilda. I talk about balance before, but I like their balance too.
Did you say that Liam Baker was out as well?
Yeah, he's out for a week.
Yeah, so Lynch, Baker, Bolter. Mm. I mean, if Bolter
the other
was
two
in there,
are longer term. He's just 1 week.
Yeah. You couldn't lose, apart from Bolton, you couldn't lose three better players. But Dusty does come back. Dusty, is this Dusty's last year?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah, been a great player. Oh, how many normies has he got? Three normies?
Yeah.
Three normies. Max King returns. Mm. So based on that, I'm saying the Saints, because I don't know who's going to stop Max King. Windhager copped a week too, didn't he? He looks good, that young Marcus Windhager.
Yeah, does a good lockdown.
Cool name.
Does a good lockdown job as well. The Saints didn't do much wrong last week, mate. They led for 91% of the match against Essendon. that's the 10th highest percentage of time in front to still lose a game since 2008. Thanks again to our friends at Champion Data. It's a very good stat.
Give me something more for Longmuir next time.
Yeah, I will, mate. Okay. Let's see what we can do. Final game of Gather Round. Last but certainly not least, there's a bit of sting in this one, Barra. Adelaide Oval, Sunday, 3:10 p.m. Collingwood, $1.27. Hawthorn, $3.80. Hawthorn without Mitch Lewis and Nick Watson, two bigs out of their forward line. All the talk this week has been about Jack Ginnivan. Has he been crucified by the umpires? Coming up against his old Collingwood side. Can I just give you my quick take and then I'll let you articulate?
Laura Kane said that they got it wrong.
Yeah. I think the 50-50 ones, Jack's only got himself to blame because he started this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I think the ones that are blatant, pay the bloody free kicks. They're there to be paid.
It's now, gave us that on Tuesday. I'm glad you're backing it up, but Laura Kane did come out and say it's wrong. And how was this line from Eddie Maguire?
I heard that, yeah.
Did you? I don't understand why Joel Selwood gets a stand named after him and Jack Ginnivan is getting run out of the game.
And was taken down, I think, by Matthew Lloyd on that. Look, I love Eddie. He's obviously trying to make a point there about Joel Selwood had the same affliction of, let's just say, dropping the legs in a tackle as Jack Ginnivan does. That's what the point he was trying to make.
Luke Shuey was
not
bad
at it. But I think one's played 300-plus games. And
what, Luke Shuey? You're running down Luke Shuey?
No. No, I'm saying he's got the same affliction.
Yeah, that's what I just said, mate.
I didn't say I'm running him down.
Well, you just started bagging him. Why are you bagging Luke Shuey?
You're just picking a fight.
Because Luke Shuey, mate, Norm Smith medalist.
You're being impish, Barra. Impish. Look it up.
So those blokes got through, but Ginnivan doesn't. How come? It's because, you know why? Because he's a lair and he milks it and he plays on it and he does those silly celebrations. Yeah. If he didn't do that, mind you, Joel Selwood's Joel Selwood and Luke Shuey's Luke Shuey. Two of the great fellas, aren't they?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. No question about that.
What's Ginnivan?
Oh, I think he's great. He's been really good for Hawthorn. He's been added another dimension to their forward line. I think he's been a really good pickup, mate. And I think they love him at Hawthorn.
I think you're going to get pounded, Hawthorn.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
You know why?
Why?
Because Mitch Lewis is out too.
Yeah, I know.
It's Mitch Lewis out.
Ugly.
Steel sidebottom returns too.
Yeah, it's not good. Might be a bit slow though. Barra, now it's time for this.
Saddle up your camel. It's time for the Thirsty Camel mailbag.
Thank you to our long-term sponsor, Thirsty Camel. We are very appreciative. The special this week at Thirsty Camel, a Gage Rhodes single fin, only $59.99 a carton. Barra, we're about to give away a $50 gift voucher thanks to Thirsty Camel. Get your questions in for next week to Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au. Please keep them short. Some of them are a little bit on the long side. Quarters and Barra. Hi, Quarters and Barra. Couldn't disagree more with all the Chicken Little saying the sky is falling in regarding the so-called drug crisis. The crisis is people's perceptions being shattered, colliding with reality. The reality is people take drugs, especially young people with disposable income. If your job relies on you passing a drug test and you take drugs, you test yourself before you get tested. You can buy your own test kit at the chemist for $15. What is the difference between going to a lab to get tested properly or using a to-do-it-at-home test? In the real world, workers...
Can I answer that?
Oh, yeah, you can. And he goes on. It doesn't happen
often. What's
the fella's
name?
The AFL is completely right on this one. That's Andrew from Doubleview, and he's going straight to the top of the pile.
You agree with Andrew, do you?
I agree that...
The system's right.
No, I think the system needs changing. I have no problem with players being advised against playing, but I do have a problem with them faking injury.
Exactly.
I think you've got to be transparent.
And that's what Andrew didn't address. Andrew, when you come to our mail...
We didn't get through the whole...
Oh, did he? Did he? What did he say about that then? He's happy with them lying, is he?
No, he didn't say
that. Is he happy with them making up injuries?
He is...
His punter's not knowing.
Okay.
Hello? Mate, Dick Pound.
Okay.
Two words, Dick Pound.
Okay.
So... Get back on there, Andrew, from Doubleview. I regard your information with respect, but please get back on the email and tell us what your justification is for covering up and lying.
Well, he's not covering up and lying.
He's not articulating,
but he's a point, which we love.
Mate,
it's not right. There's
no question. Now, who has a great background in this area? I do, because I've been involved deeply from when it started at West Coast, this sort of scenario.
How many times were you tested?
Not many times. No, not many.
Did you ever get stage fright? Couldn't produce the goods?
Well, if it was cold in Melbourne, it's bloody tricky, mate. Yeah. Missed the bus. Have 16 Gatorades.
Yeah, 16 Gatorades. That's the trick.
If it's a female tester as well, I'll tell you what. But I would say that I have seen the effect of not being vigilant in this area, I would say.
Yep.
And, I mean, maybe that discounts me because I've seen the pain caused. Maybe, perhaps, I'm too close. But I think it's not right. I just think they need to tweak it. It's just too one-sided, too easy to get away with it. And Dangerfield's dreaming if he thinks it's effective. Because he doesn't take drugs, he doesn't understand. I don't take drugs either, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, he doesn't understand.
Okay. Hi, Quarters and Barra. Adding to the discussion about the appropriate length of a podcast episode, I think 45 minutes is perfect.
Yes.
Here's one in your corner. Because I don't get this bit, because you blokes speak so slowly.
Yeah, I know.
I listen in 1.5 times, so a 45-minute pod equals 30 minutes, which is ideal. Do we talk slowly?
Well, no, I think it's something to do with the replay system on the app, because I do sound drunk. Like right now, if you're listening, you probably think I've had 20 beers.
Well, you've just had three while we've been sitting here.
Well, turkeys don't count, do they? No,
it is
weird how we sound really slow on the app.
Okay.
Can you check that out?
Yeah, okay.
Can you ask Josh to check
I'll
it out?
I'll ask our producer, Michelle, to check that out.
Yeah, what is going on there? Because the other nufties that do their thing, they don't sound that drunk.
They're not nufties. That's not very nice.
Well, they are a little bit, aren't they?
Maybe. Secondly, to add to the pile-on of West Coast, is it possible that the Eagles' average score per game so far this season is less than what the old Western Reds rugby league's team average? Maybe Barrow will know, given his Reds history. That was from Chris in South Perth.
Good.
Now, that's gone to the top of the pile.
That's good. So that's clever. That's good. More mailbag, please.
High Quarters and Barra, is it disconcerting
more cowbell
that Fremantle has resurrected the stealth jumper? Are there broader covert connotations for the masses of loyal WA-based members and fans?
Who's wearing the grey one
this
week?
That's from Andrew.
Andrew again.
They've got the stealth jumper this week, have they?
Yeah, and also the isn't Port Adelaide wearing that grey piece of you-know-what?
Oh, are they? Oh, God. Anything but the old Hawthorns. Remember the Hawthorn Power Rangers? Oh,
mate, I just love that your club, so they have a committee, because I'm a president, right, so I know how it works. So you get on the board there, you're sitting there.
Are you having a go at Hawthorn?
Well, we're the Mayblooms or something, right?
Yeah, Mustard Pots and the Mayblooms.
Listen to this. So they invent Hawthorn, right? We need a new team, Hawthorn suburb. Okay, that's all right. Imagine being in a committee. This is definitely sorted out by a committee. And they go, what should the name be? What about something like the Lions or, you know, the Tigers? Oh, no, they're taken. Or, you know, what about something vicious, you know, like a shark or something? No. Mayblooms. What about Mayblooms? What is a Maybloom?
It's a flower.
Anyway, so they've named themselves after a flower, right? Oh. And then they move on. Okay, next subject of discussion, the colours. What colours should
now,
we go?
Don't you bag our colours, mate.
Oh, mate.
Don't you bag. They're our colours. We love our colours.
Quarters is great-grandfather's obviously on the committee, right?
Oh, don't you bag
your
our colours.
Your great-grandfather, Aloysius Quartermain.
The unique.
He goes, why don't we make them like poo and wee?
Don't you bag
it. Come brown and yellow. This you can't sell. Nobody wants to
it's
wear.
Not yellow, mate. It's gold.
You would have won so many flags.
Get it right.
You know how many flags you won in the 80s? You could have been the greatest, biggest club ever.
Yeah.
If you had the right bloody colours.
Yeah.
No one wants to buy poo and wee.
G'day, lads. Couldn't agree more with scrapping all priority and compensation picks. But turn it up, Barra, if you're suggesting Eagles pride would prevent them asking for picks if they're there. That would be like Brad Hardy turning down a date with Elle McPherson because he prefers redheads. I would argue that the Eagles had more rights to priority picks last year than North Melbourne. North seemed to have gone past their nadir and would have been fine with their regulation pick 2 last year. Meanwhile, I only see mediocre young talent at the Eagles outside of Reed and possibly Jinby and Hewitt. So, Barra, the Eagles need to beg, plead and grovel for whatever they can get from the AFL. We'll take a sperm sample from Peter Dacos if that's all we can get. That's from Craig from City Beach.
He makes some good points. I'm not arguing against it. I'm just saying it's not exactly the position you want to be in. If you're a very proud, powerful, successful club, and then you go, oh, by the way, could we have a few handouts? You know, can you help us out?
If it's there, you take it.
We're the proud, strong club of Western Australia. But we need a hand. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me. But I get that he'd want to do that. I think the problem with the kids is not so much if they're good enough. I just think they're not getting that development coaching that, would you agree, that they probably need?
I agree.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Like, you know, they need, I don't know what's going on, but Long and, you know, Dewar and all the young blokes coming through, they've just got to get work into them. I don't know why it's not happening or why it's not happening quickly enough, but every other club seems, their young blokes seem to be coming through.
They do. Hi, Quarters and Barra, last one. Agree with Quarters. This goes to the straight to the top of the pile. Agree with Quarters, there shouldn't be any assistance offered to West Coast or any other team. But it seems more and more certain that they are going to receive AFL help. Instead of compromising the draft even further by granting picks that may become good players in the future, why don't the AFL give clubs assistance via extra salary soft cap space? Could be used to lure free agents who could offer immediate help on field, or used to bring in extra coaches, recruiters. $20,000 a year extra over 2 years might be what's needed to convince Tim English or Liam Baker to head over and play for a bottom team. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the work, Corey.
Yeah. No. Get him together with Craig of City Beach and they might be able to solve our problems. Hey, can I just plug the Derby lunch?
Yes,
Friday the 19th of April, the Derby lunch. It's the Seven West, so sevenwestevents.com.au. Now, I don't know if you know about this, but obviously it's Andrew Dillon, the AFL CEO, is going to be interviewed by Ryan Daniels, which will be pretty interesting because he's going to ask him about priority picks in front of Don Pike. So we'll get the whole picture there, won't we? The chairman of the Eagles will be there, the CEO. Do you really want him? The drug testing regime will get a run. And on the panel will be Benjamin Cousins and Sean McManus. So if you want to get along and see, it's going to be bloody interesting, particularly with Benny there and Sean and blokes that will be outspoken about some of these issues. Sevenwestevents.com.au. You going along?
I don't know. What day is it?
It's Friday. It's the Derby lunch.
Possibly.
So it's in the lead up to the Derby.
I'm not sure at this stage. I can't.
Do you want me to get your ticket?
Let's just see what I've got on the agenda that day first.
No, you've got to come along, mate. It'll be huge. Mate, there's going to be headlines
everywhere.
We'll
have plenty of people there, but yeah, we'll see.
You'll be able to come up with some great headlines, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I regret.
You missed one on the weekend.
What was that?
Easter bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want to use that one? You can.
It's too late.
Too late.
Mate.
You can use it next year, maybe. Yeah. Write it down. Go on, write it down for me.
Yeah.
For next Easter, when the Eagles get pounded.
Yeah.
Easter.
Okay.
Hey, mate, can I plug the waffle as well?
You can.
I'm not having a
go.
We've
got to give away a $50.
All right, you give away
voucher.
Something, and I'll plug the waffle.
So let's go with Chris from South Perth for this week. Well done, Chris. You are the winner of the Thirsty Camel voucher. Get your details into Quarters and Barra at wanews.com.au.
Now, the big game in the waffle this weekend, West Perth versus Perth, 4 p.m. Don't look at me.
What
like
about
that.
The other games?
Don't look at me like
what
that.
About the other games?
All right, it's been facetious.
We'll read
facetious.
Out the other games.
You know we beat Subi first time in 8 years. Yeah. So we've got a couple of injuries, but we're going up to Joondalup, up to Pentanet Stadium, okay?
With the spanking new lights.
Spanking new lights. 500 lux. Mm. Not as good as ours. We've got
just be careful when you're driving past along that, you know, golden mile there. Be careful driving. They are so bright.
Yeah.
Right?
Fongy, he's president of Perth, West Perth.
Doing a great job.
If you're listening, he's done a great job. And he's resurrected the waste as well. West, you should get onto him. He's got some good stories.
I'm onto him, mate. Don't worry.
I thought you were. Yeah. Well, his lights aren't as good as ours, though.
Aren't they?
No.
Yeah, well,
he said they were.
Because you got the Taj
luncheon.
Mahal next door.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, I don't care how we got him. Ours at 800 lux.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've got no idea what lux is.
AFL standard.
He's only got 500. So, Fongy, he keeps saying that he's got the best
lights.
You're
the battlers up there, mate. You're the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, we're the bloody Peppermint Grove. So, the Eagles are playing South Fremantle at 11:10 a.m. at MinRes.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Eagles... Eagles are playing at our ground.
Yep.
Or their ground, our ground, the shit ground, on Saturday morning up against South Fremantle. So Gaff, who else is going to be that you'd go along to see?
Witherden.
Witherden didn't get suspended, yeah.
Rotham.
And the rest of the boys. Claremont versus East Fremantle at Revo Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
East Perth are playing Swan Districts. Mate, that's a big clash.
Where's that?
East Perth Swan Districts at Sullivan Logistics Stadium.
Okay, so Leaderville Oval.
Leaderville Oval. That Tim Sullivan's a good fella.
Yeah, he is.
He's
fella.
A really good fella.
Yeah, big footy person.
Oh, mate.
He's did youth stuff.
He's some place for Subi.
Yep.
A lot of pressure on Subi there, isn't it? So East Perth versus Swan Districts. East Perth flying and Swan Districts coming. So that's a real big game. And then on Sunday, Subi and Peel Thunder again at Sullivan Logistics Stadium.
And what
in
time
Leadable.
Is that game?
So 2:10.
Okay, so everyone,
do you want to go along?
Gather Round is interstate, so you'll be watching on, of course, Channel 7. But go to the Waffle, support your Waffle team. It's a great competition. Yeah, get along, please. Yeah, spend plenty of money. Buy some food for the kids.
You can
have
go
a quiet,
out and have a
cold
kick.
Beer.
You can go out and have a kick.
Soft drink.
Last week, you could have come to the huddle at three-quarter time and seen the steely resolve in our players, in Jacob Cornelio, in Corey Byrne, in Charlie Constable, in Sam Simpson. We're not dropping this game. We loved and respected Dakota. We're going to do it for him. Mm. You would never get that anywhere else.
No.
Do that in the AFL.
No, it's wonderful. I agree with
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, mate. We're still on air.
You have been listening to Quarters and Barra. We've been brought to you by Tab Touch. Got the touch. Download the Tab Touch app today. Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Thank you for listening, listeners. Thank you, Barra. I'm off to have a nice, clean glass of water, which you can't get when you turn the tap on in Adelaide.